Last week, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, paved the way for municipalities to generate their own electricity, which could mean no longer relying on Eskom. This came about as government gazetted changes to the country's electricity regulations on new generation capacity legislation. However, any municipalities that do take advantage of this opportunity must be in good standing. That is, they must not owe money to Eskom. This is an exciting opportunity for renewable energy players who are ready to make things happen. Well, to get their perspective on the latest developments, I'm joined on the line by Ntombifuthi Ntuli. She's the CEO at the South African Wind and Energy Association. Thanks very much for joining us, Ntombifuthi. So after the president hinting at this possibility in his State of the Nation address earlier this year, just after the country had dealt with a serious bout of load shedding, it's now really happening. Municipalities in good standing will be able to generate their own power, and that means them potentially turning to the likes of your industry. What are the implications of this for your sector?
I think it's a positive step because these are some of the policies that we think are going to unblock the purchasing of power. Municipalities are wanting to buy power directly from independent power producers, whereas currently they can only buy from Eskom. So this actually opens an opportunity for our sector to be able to do business directly with municipalities. So it's a great positive step.
Yeah. So how do you see wind energy suppliers working with municipalities? What will the possible mechanics look like?
Okay, so there's different ways that the wind industry can transact with municipalities in terms of supplying power. One, of course, they can be connected directly to the distribution network owned by a municipality, which means that the project will have to be developed within that particular municipality.
Right.
And then sign a power purchase agreement. And, of course, also looking at the minimum project size being around 10 megawatts, but other industry players are saying even projects smaller than that can actually be developed and be financially viable. So the other way could be if the project, for instance, like wind, only blows in certain areas. So if a municipality like City of Johannesburg wants to buy power from the wind farm, there's no wind in Johannesburg. So we could still develop projects from the coastal side and wind power through the Eskom transmission network, and then sign a power purchase agreement with a municipality in Johannesburg, and that is also a possibility. So there is a couple of ways that is possible and is doable, and our industry developers are actually excited about this opportunity. We hope it's going to open up the industry.
And what do you think will be the most cost-effective way for municipalities to deal with wind energy suppliers?
I think the most cost-effective way would be to sign longer-term power purchase agreements, but also municipalities can say open their distribution networks to say, okay, we have this particular industry within the municipality that expects us to supply power, but we are not in a position to do so. So can we supply directly to a particular customer within our municipal borders and sign a direct power purchase agreement with them? So that makes it easier for the municipality to be able to supply, to connect the transaction between a power producer and a customer within a municipality.
So now that, you know, the gazette has happened and municipalities in principle can now take off, is this it? Or do you foresee other regulatory constraints that may slow down the process?
What I would see as a regulatory constraint would be the fact that this decision still needs an okay from the minister. So it's the minister's prerogative to say, yes, municipality A or municipality B, you can go ahead and buy power directly from the IPP. So there is one. Whereas you would remember the city of Cape Town had a court case to deal with exactly the same issue, that we want to be able to go straight to IPPs and buy power without requesting a minister's approval.
Yes.
So that's one part. But the second part also is the fact that we don't have an established framework for wheeling of power from one point to another using either distribution network or the transmission network. So if those two can be dealt with, I think that will make things even more quicker and easier for municipalities to be able to transact directly with IPPs.
So if, say, a municipality engages with one of your members, you know, in the next couple of weeks, how long would it take between obviously signing agreements and actually installing the capacity and providing energy to the municipality?
I would say it would take a couple of months. I'll explain why. Because if the municipality then engages with a developer, wind energy developer, they still need to go through their procurement processes as prescribed by the Municipal Finance Management Act.
Right.
So this regulation actually specifies that municipalities must comply with the MFMA, which is the Finance Management Act, and the Municipal Systems Act. And the project also needs to be aligned with their integrated development plan. So making those alignments is one thing, but also it means they need to issue an RFP. It needs to be a competitive process.
Yes.
And then once they've signed the PPA, then they need to go through the financial close process, which takes a couple of months as well before they can actually break ground and start building.
It's quite a process.
So
the Department of Minerals and Energy recently announced it's asked for requests for proposals for 6,800 megawatts of energy. From your perspective, what has the sector's engagement been around that? And are you confident that approvals are going to happen quickly, such that obviously you guys will also be able to turn around projects in good time? Because, I mean, the president talked about timelines of energy security within the next 2 years.
Yes, I'm quite confident because this is a step that we have been waiting for the department to actually go ahead and issue a request for proposals. So now the minister has signed the determination, and we're hoping that beginning of next year then they issue the actual request for proposals. So, but because the president has announced that energy security is one of the things that are prioritizing the economic recovery plan. And if that is the case, then I think government then does everything possible to make sure that the processes are expedited and there is no blockage in actually completing the project on time.
That was Ntombi Futhi Ntuli. She's the CEO at the South African Wind Energy Association.